من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور. This is the same ayat we read yesterday, and in the ayat Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, and remember the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon you, and also the pledge that you have made with Him, and the strong pledge that you have made when you said that we listened and we have obeyed. And fear Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is aware of all what you do. So according to the ayat we explained yesterday, most of the mufassirin and the common meaning of the pledge is the pledge of alist, when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had addressed all the souls after creating all the souls that were to come in the world, and Allah addressed them and asked alist to be rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And all answered in one voice, bala. At that time there were no shops, no income sources or anything, and we all saw that Allah alone is our nourisher, sustainer, who sees to all our needs. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala has put us in this world to test us, that how much are we living up to that. And in this ayat we are called upon and reminded that that pledge that you had made, fulfill that pledge. Also Mufassirin have said that this also could refer to the other pledge that was made when Allah Ta'ala said, Inna aradna al-amanata al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal. When we had presented our amanat, who will uphold and uphold this trust of ours? We presented it on the heavens, the earth, the mountains. فَأَبَيْنَ أَيَّحْمِلْنَهَا. They said, we are not in a position, it is too heavy for us. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But insan said that I am prepared, I will take it upon myself. So Allah is reminding us of that which you had agreed to, and you said that you will do it. And this is, ulama explained, just like a father tells his eldest son to do a job which he can do, but he refuses to do it. And a small little boy, also the son of the father, in the love of the father, he said, I'll do it. But he is not, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He made zulam on himself and he was ignorant of his capabilities. But he said he will do it. But anyway, insan had agreed that this trust of yours, Ya Allah, we will fulfill it. So it either refers to that, or it refers to the bay'at and the pledge the Sahaba made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah Ta'ala refers to in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ. That those who have pledged to you, in actually they are pledging themselves to Allah Ta'ala, that whatever things that they agreed upon, that they will do. So now Allah is reminding of that, what you have pledged yourself to, fulfill those things. So Allah Ta'ala says, that وَمِثَاقُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ. Or ahead uska, jo tumse theraya tha, that agreement that was made by you, if kultum sami'na wa ata'na, and you said that we have heard and we have obeyed. So now, wattaqullah, darte raho, Allah say, fulfill that pledge. This is a reminder that we must always fulfill that pledge which we have made with Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah alimum bidhati sudur. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is fully aware and He sees everything what is in your heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we remember the favors of Allah upon us, and in return we submit to Him, we are thankful to Him, in the sense that we obey His commands, stay away from His what He has made haram for us, and also the pledge that we have made, that we fulfill that pledge. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.